Robin Walensky.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. We welcome everybody to another hour of the show. Lots to talk about this hour. Your phone calls, your emails. We'll be getting into asset location. Fear not. It is a handy, it is a good topic. It is an entertaining topic, and it's one that will explain why you need to know about. Because who wants to pay taxes? Nobody. Nobody likes to pay taxes. It's a waste. It's a total waste of your money, in my opinion. But we have to pay them. We got to do it. So what do you do? How do you minimize the amount of taxes that you pay over the course of your retirement? That's the issue. And one of the things that we talk about is tax management. And one of the ways you can manage your taxes in retirement and even before that has to do with the location of your assets. There are different ways you can go with your money, with your investments. You can put it in a traditional side where it's a deduction up front. You can put it in a personal account, which is taxable now, or you can put it into a Roth, which is taxable now, but potentially tax-free later on when you take the money out. Different ways. Well, how do you know where to put those assets? Maybe you didn't even know that that was a question, or at least you hadn't even thought about it. So we'll tell you what's happening with that. That's coming up here on this program in just a little bit. If you want to get in touch with us, we got some folks on hold. We will get to the calls right away. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. And some more of your emails. We've already done a couple of those. Go to our website, wealthed.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. And if you need the brain trust off the air, this is the number that you need to keep track of. Have it handy right there on your speed dial at Lucia Capital Group, because I tell you what, early in the year, great time to do some planning. Think about things that need to get done for this year. 800-644-1150, the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group. 800-644-1150. It's about your individual situation. It's about your retirement. It's about your tax management. It's all about you. That's exactly what they deal with every day there at Lucia Capital Group. Planning, strategizing, investing, all in one place. 800-644-1150. Okay, again, on the air, 877-PLANNER. We'll get to some of this stuff on asset location and some other things on annuities that we have planned, but I want to get to these calls so we don't leave people on hold for too long. We'll go first to Eric in Portland, Oregon. Hello, Eric.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a question for Professor Plum. I have an out-of-state relative who's receiving Social Security. I told her, by the way, that if you didn't know the answer, there is no answer.
Well, you got that right. You got that right.
She is 76. She started receiving her benefits when she was 62. She was married for 12 years, from 1968 to 1980, to her first husband, and he earned the maximum Social Security income each year that they were married. She knows that for a fact. So based on that, I'm wondering if she can confirm what her benefit should be. I'll tell you more. She was married a second time a few years later and divorced. And I don't know. I believe that was less than 10 years.
Okay, we can ignore that one then.
Say again?
We can ignore that marriage then.
Okay.
And she's single now.
She's single now?
She's single now.
Okay. And she's receiving a benefit. How much is her benefit?
Well, she said it was around $800.
Okay.
And I wondered, is there a way to calculate what the maximum would, what she should receive for having started early, having started from 62?
She's 76, so she was born, she was born in...
42. She was born in 1942.
So her full retirement age was just slightly shy of 66. So her full retirement age benefit would have been about $1,100, give or take.
Her own.
Her own. It's about a 76% of what she would have received otherwise. So she's about, you know, call it $1,100. If he's really did max out all those years. Now, he's still alive?
Yes. That's all they'll tell her, is that he's still alive.
Okay, which also means to tell me that that is less than what the spousal benefit would be. Now, let's say that he made the max, and at the max, given the years that he was working back then, he was going to receive $2,200 a month. I'm just making that number up. Mm-hmm. Because she took it early, they're not going to look at hers. They're going to look at full retirement age versus full retirement age. And the spousal benefit would have been about $1,100, and her benefit would have been about $1,100, so there's no difference. The discount that she took in hers for taking it early for those 3 to 4 years will be applied to the spousal benefit as well. So unless the spousal benefit was greater than her full retirement age benefit, she's not going to get a spousal benefit while he's alive.
Okay, so I'm not completely following. Based upon the information there, can you say you'd estimate what her benefit should be today?
Well, her benefit, if she had not taken it at 62, if she had taken it at her full retirement age benefit would have been about $1,065, give
or
take.
Just guessing, yeah.
Today, because her benefit's $800 now. She didn't start at
$800.
She did start
at 62. Yes. So that reduces it. So would that make it around $800? Does that sound around about right?
Well, you said she's receiving $800.
Yes.
Right, so I'm looking at what her full retirement age benefit would have been today as well.
If she had taken it
at full retirement age. These numbers were a lot lower when she took it 14 years ago.
Sure.
And so she may have only been getting 600, you know, 700.
But you have cost of living.
But you have cost of living, a couple of them, you know, through the years. And now she's at 800. Well, it's still the same percentage discount. It was about a 24-25% discount in her benefit. Let's say her full retirement age benefit was $1,065. So there's a $265 haircut, basically, a discount, because she took it at 62. If she were looking at taking, once she got to full retirement age or older, if she went then and said, I want to take a spousal retirement benefit, they're going to look at the spouse's work record, his work record, or ex's work record, and they're going to look at 50% of that number. And if that 50% number is not greater than the 1,066, not the 800, the 1,065 that her full retirement age benefit would have been, there's no spousal benefit. Because that $265 in this example discount is also applied to the spousal retirement benefit.
Now, he made the max, so...
Yeah, but what was the max? Yeah, how old was he, older or younger than her?
I think about the same age.
So 10 years ago, what was the max 10 years ago? It's $2,800 now, it's probably $2,400. So it's close. I mean, there's probably a couple years where he didn't max out. Maybe, you know, I don't know. But the fact that she's asked and they're telling her that the only thing they will tell her is that
he's still alive,
it sounds to me like they've looked at it and said, we're not going to tell you what his benefit is.
But you don't...
We're going to tell you that he's still alive, which means you're not eligible for a survivor benefit, and he's still alive, and the spousal benefit must not be larger than your own benefit that you're already receiving.
Because
I should have added here that her own benefit would be negligible, so it has to be just whatever she's receiving is a spousal benefit.
Oh, well, then
she doesn't have any income stream, any income.
Okay, then that sounds even more realistic, because the spousal benefit's discounted even more, so 800.35. So that would have put his benefit close to $2,300 a month, which was probably about the maximum, close to it. Maybe not the ultimate maximum, probably pretty close to the ultimate maximum. So it sounds about right.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's already getting the spousal benefit.
Yes, she's always received the spousal benefit.
Okay. Right. And the spousal retirement benefit is discounted more, you know, given same age, 62, the discount in the spousal retirement benefit for taking it early is a bigger haircut than the percentage reduction in your own benefit.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, so based on what you've told us, it's probably about right.
Sounds about right.
And now if he should pass away sometime before she does, She could potentially get...
Well, as soon as somebody tells them, Social Security, that he has passed, she will start receiving the survivor benefit.
Now, how is she going to know? I mean, they're
she's gonna... not the one that's going to... But his family's going to tell. And they know that she's already receiving a spousal benefit off his work record, so they'll change any spousal benefit off of his work record
to a survivor
benefit.
So that'll happen automatically.
That'll pretty much happen. She doesn't have to keep track of him.
Okay, good. All
now,
right.
Let me ask you this, if you don't mind, Eric. Is the $800 that she's receiving what she's having deposited into her bank account every month?
I believe so.
So then her real benefit is more like $950, because she is paying a Medicare premium out of that, parts B, B and C.
Oh, good point.
So $950, because it's $135 plus something for the, so I'm just making, it's at least $934, but let's say $950. No, I can't do that. 950 divided by 0.3. That would have put his benefit at the max, definitely at the max.
Okay, so that does sound about right then, is that she's probably receiving about 950 and they're deducting... Mm-hmm.
The Medicare premium is out of it.
Yeah.
Then she's getting a net deposit of $800.
So she should, and then once he passes away, should he die before she does...
She'll get a nice bump.
She'll get a nice bump up to whatever he was receiving at the time.
And is it automatic that Social Security will inform her, because she's not really in touch with him?
No, I understand that, but it's my understanding that they know she's receiving a spousal benefit off of this person's work record. And as soon as they tell them that this person has died, any spousal benefit should automatically turn into a survivor benefit.
And you can trust that they'll keep track of that intelligence.
I don't trust anybody.
No, but that's what's supposed to happen.
So, I mean, if she hears peripherally that he passed away...
That was my question. How would she know? But it's supposed to. But, yeah, maybe have her keep her ear to the ground if possible. I got to take a break, Eric. If you have any other questions, you can hold on. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Stick around. We've got a whole lot more Bucket Strategy Investing coming up.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
Blue Emu. Blue.
Not getting the yardage you used to? Try some Blue Emu Continuous Spray or Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream now. Stop throwing Hail Marys at relief. Both are non-greasy, fast-acting, penetrative pain relief that works effectively to get down deep to the source of pain. Safe to use daily. No burning, no stinging, never greasy, and always odor-free. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
Get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. Call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Integrating investment options into the foundation of a strategy that's customized for you, helping you manage your wealth and plan for the future. That's what we do on Bucket Strategy Investing.
So we do every day here on the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, questions answered here on the show. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Emails, go to our website, wealthed.com. We'll get to some more emails coming up here in just a bit. But again, we want to make sure we answer all of your questions on the phones. Going next to Lee in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Lee.
Hello, John and Professor. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Right back at ya. What's going on?
Well, I have an inherited pension from my father, and it was being administered by one company last year. However, a new company took over it in January or December of last year. And, well, during the year, I had taken out monthly RMDs from that. And the new company took it over, and the information they got was the final check in December that was sent for my RMD, and they proceeded to take out the full amount. And I want to know how much time do I have to repay that to the new administrator before the IRS?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
So you were receiving a monthly payout, you know, X amount, and then in December the new company just gave you the remaining balance as a one lump sum payment.
Yes.
You have about less than a nanosecond. There are no such things. There are no rollovers for beneficiary IRAs.
Really?
Yeah. How much was it?
Because I $4,000.
Yeah, luckily, it wasn't a huge number. It's not going to be heavily taxed. But, yeah, there is no rollover, 60-day rollover. There's no ability to take money out of a beneficiary account and put it into a secondary beneficiary account after the check's been cut to me. The only way we can move beneficiary IRA-type accounts is to go trustee-to-trustee transfers. And that's not what happened. So, unfortunately, what's done is done. You don't have to worry about RMDs anymore. It's done.
Yeah, but what I want, I had signed up for a systematic for the rest of the year, but will they still proceed to do that? And
well, they've paid out all the money to you, he said.
Yeah, supposedly. So that means they won't go through with my systematic payments that I requested.
Well, they sent you all the money already, so there's no money to systematically pay out.
Is there more money in there?
Oh, yeah. No, there's about almost $100,000.
Okay. So how much were they paying you on a monthly basis?
About $500 a month.
Okay, so you were getting $500, then one month you got $4,000.
Yeah.
Well, they should systematically pay you out the rest based on the required minimum distribution tables.
But they're not required. In other words, if I show them that the other company had took out the RMD for what was required for the previous year, there's no way I can send them those funds back?
Nope. Once the money's out, the money's out. So now you're starting a brand new year with a brand new RMD calculation, and you change your systematic to make sure you're taking out enough there.
Yeah, but that's going to put me into another, a higher tax bracket, though, professor.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, unfortunately, yeah, there's
no,
nothing...
No, I'm taking Roth. I'm converting Roth.
Okay, well, that reduced how much you can convert in Roth then, but unfortunately, you can't undo them anyway.
Jeez. I'm sorry that I got bad news here, but I guess there's nothing I can do, so I appreciate it.
Well, thankfully, they didn't issue the whole 100 out to you. They only issued 4.
Yeah, really? Really? Yeah. Okay, well, I appreciate it, Professor. Thank you so much
for your knowledge,
and have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you for the call. So he inherited a pension, which is, I guess...
Well, it was some kind of a retirement plan.
Okay.
And so there was value to it, and he can change the... It's not a set monthly check. He can change the amount that they're taking out each month. They obviously can change the amount they're taking out each month.
Did he say why, or did I miss that?
I didn't hear why. So and at this point, it doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't matter now, but, I mean, at $500 a month, roughly, they've been sending him. All of a sudden, he gets $4,000. That obviously is going to be taxable to him, but
They may have done the calculation, said, you know what, $500 a month wasn't cutting it for the RMD. I don't know how many years he's had it. I don't even know how old he is. He's been calling us for 100 years, so.
Well, and how long has he been getting his pension? I don't know.
I should have gone into that, but I'm just saying maybe that's what happened. But so it's basically an inherited beneficiary designated account now.
Yeah.
And there are RMDs required minimum distributions, and it does go up a little bit in percentage-wise every year. And so he can change the amount of money he's getting each month if he said a systematic withdrawal. You can't inherit a pension where it's just a monthly check. You know, like a surviving spouse could continue a check, and that's where the owner of the pension dictates, okay, I'm going to take a 50%, 75%, some number, or 100% joint and survivor benefit, or there may be step-ups. And even non-spouses can inherit pensions, but there's no question as to what the payment is. The payment is the payment for the rest of your life. This one sounds like it was a lump sum of some form that he's just taking systematic withdrawals out of it.
And this was his father's.
His father's.
Retirement account or
pension.
Some kind of
retirement account. And,
yeah.
So now it's a beneficiary designated account, and he has to live with those rules.
Beneficiary.
But there are no rollovers.
No.
In the beneficiary world.
The beneficiary world differs from the, well, we'll say non-spouse.
Owners?
Non-spouse beneficiary world is different from the owner's world. There are certain things you can do with IRAs and all that stuff as the owner that you cannot do as a non-spouse beneficiary.
As an owner of an IRA or a 401k, I can convert that money to Roth money. As the beneficiary of somebody else's, a non-spouse beneficiary of somebody's account, I cannot do conversions. We talked about it earlier in the show. You can do a once every 12 rolling month period of time rollover, 60-day time period, take money out of an IRA, put it back into an IRA. That doesn't exist in the beneficiary world. So there are certain, it's much more, you know, constrained.
It's restrictive. It's much more restrictive, and they are required minimum distributions for non-spouse beneficiaries.
At any age.
It doesn't matter how old you are. Now, if you inherit something when you're fairly young, 20s and 30s and all that stuff, it's not going to be a lot, but they will require...
2.5%.
Right. They will require, it's over your life expectancy, which is fairly long if you're in your 20s especially. You got, you know, 50-some-odd years, according to the IRS, maybe more. So it's not all that much, but you do have to pay taxes on that money, and you will receive it, and it will affect your income. There are worse things than inheriting, you know, money and paying taxes on it. It's really not that big a deal. But there are required minimum distributions, even for a Roth IRA. I don't think we talked about this the other day, when we were talking about RMDs, and it may have been Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember. Maybe it was Tuesday. But we didn't really get into the beneficiary section of what happens. But on a Roth IRA, for the owner, there is no required minimum distribution. Once you hit age 70 and a half, you can still, if you're working, you can still contribute to it, assuming you are under the, you know, income limits. But you do not have to take a distribution from the Roth as
Roth
the
IRA.
Owner. Right, from the Roth as the owner. But as the beneficiary of a Roth IRA, the non-spouse, yes, you actually have a required minimum distribution. You have to take it out of the Roth.
If I, 5 years from now, I'm X number of age year old, and I have a Roth IRA, and I pass away, and I leave it to my grandkids, who at that time will be 4 and a half, they have a required minimum distribution, even though they're only 4 and a half, because they inherited my Roth.
You're not going to do that, are you?
No.
No, I didn't think so. What's the matter with you?
Talk about a stretch.
Wow. What in the heck could that RMD be?
Well, it's only 2.2% at 40.
Well, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It's not going to happen. All right. taxes that need to be paid, but you have to take it out of the Roth. 877-PLANNER coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now. 1-800-829-5685. That's 1-800-829-5685. 1-800-829-5685.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Here we go. Every once in a while, we grab one for Professor Plum.
One of my favorite albums.
Yes, it is. When was the last time you actually heard the whole album? Or maybe you have it in your car.
I don't, because I don't have a CD player. I mean, I have an iPod or whatever.
An MP3
It's got like
connection.
6,000 songs on it, of which all of these songs are on it, but it's on random. So
oh, okay. So you can't, yeah.
I could, but I just choose not to dig into my center console, flip it out, and do what I need to do.
All right. Okay. Yeah, it's too much of a hassle, isn't
Way
it?
Way too much of a hassle.
Sure, sure.
And I don't have a CD player.
Well, get yourself an 8-track, because then you can see it.
Yeah.
You put it in, and then you forward it to the song that you want. All right, 877-PLANNER, back to the phone lines. Let's go next to Bill, also in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Bill.
Hi, gents. How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Let me tell you my story.
Okay.
I'm 65 years old. I have been unemployed based on a buyout from a contract for 2 years, about ready to go back to work. Taking a look at my money situation, my investments and whatnot, I find that my money managers weren't doing me a good job, so I've terminated the arrangement with them back in the middle of December.
Okay, nobody was doing good in the middle of December.
Well, we're talking, I've been with them for about 9 years.
Okay.
And I was just unhappy, as was my wife. She has a 401k in there with them as well. It totals to about a couple hundred grand. And I'm really looking at what best way to take a look at how do I approach my future? Because I don't understand really this market, if you will.
Nobody understands this market, but then
exactly
anybody who says they understand any market and can predict what it's going to do with any certainty over the next couple of years,
run away,
is lying anyway.
Sure.
So how you look at your money is, what do I want this money to do for me? Okay, it's not going to make you a billionaire, that we know, so let's just talk about what we do need it to do. You're going to go back to work in the not too distant future. Will you need to draw any distributions from this portfolio to live off of in the near future, or when will you need to start relying on some of this money to support your financial needs?
I hope the answer to that is never. I'm in a position now to where I don't need that money. I also have some liquid cash, if you will, that I've been surviving on for the last couple of years while my non-compete agreement has been in effect.
Okay. That came from the buyout.
I still have a couple of hundred grand in there. And it's one of those things to where this new position that I'm looking at is, let's just say they're making me an offer that I can't refuse. So
yeah.
It's quite lucrative.
And the income from that will cover your needs for the rest of your life? I mean, you're going to retire at some point, won't you?
Well, I don't know if it'll certainly the rest of my life, but obviously I want to amass whatever I can get from them, save up, and, you know, at the end of my shelf life, at 65, I've got a lot of energy right now, so
good.
But who knows how long that's going to last.
So I got that to look forward to. I'm going to get a lot of energy by the time I'm 65, because I sure don't have it today.
You do.
You get a second wind at 65.
So there's a couple ways you
or
can...
Or a third wind, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
There's a couple ways you can look at that. If you say, and you convince yourself, and you can be truthful to yourself, that you don't need this $200,000 to support, to take a distribution from, to deal with for anything for at least 15 years... then you can be fairly aggressive with the portfolio. You can be a pure stock, you know, growth type investor. Now, a pure stock growth type investor got their backside handed to them in the last quarter of last year. Now, they did fairly well for the previous 7 or 8 years going forward, but or going backward.
Right.
But the last quarter of last year was horrible for everybody, and who knows what's going to happen the next quarter, the next couple of years. But over a 10, 15 plus year time period, you should do fairly well, better in growth than you do pretty much anywhere else. On the other hand, if you don't...
Well, I guess...
Go ahead.
Sorry. I guess to clarify, 15 years is a little bit too long. Being 65 now, I'm probably going to work for another 4 or 5 years, and I suspect cut the ties at that point.
Okay, so what we do is we look at, in 5 years, you're 70 years old. You turn your Social Security on at that point, if you haven't already turned it on. How much Social Security will you have?
I don't know, but a mistake that I made is somebody told me to take Social Security at 62.
So you've been taking Social Security so far?
Correct.
And how much are you receiving from Social Security?
$2,300 a month.
That seems high, but what about your spouse?
She is not 65 yet, nor not even 62. So.
Okay. How long before she's 62?
She'll be 62 next year, and our plan is for her to, well, our plan is to really talk to somebody that can give us some sound advice as to what the heck to do.
And if she were to turn her Social Security on next year, what might it be? Would it be spousal from you, or would it be her own?
It would be her own. What we know from the information we have from the website is she'd be getting about $1,200 a month.
Okay.
At age 62.
That's after the Medicare comes into play.
Okay. Sure.
So from those 2 points, you'll have $4,000 coming in. I'm just looking at it. So by the time you're 70, you'll still have the ability to have this $4,000 a month, worst case scenario, coming in for the rest of your life. What's it take to live?
Well, that's a great question. In 4 or 5 years from now, I suspect significantly less than it is now because I'm having too much fun now. Plus, I have some real estate out there that I'll probably be selling.
Okay. So the idea is to map out what your income needs might be and what your income sources will be and try to find a way to cover that delta between the two of them. If you say that I need $100,000 a year and we're going to be getting this $48,000, it means we got to pick up $52,000 a year from some other source. This $200,000 is going to have a hard time doing it. If you say, well, I've got real estate, and do you have any pensions? I forgot to ask that.
No pension.
Then we're going to have to look at what's this real estate? Is this currently rental real estate, or is it just out there waiting to be sold type stuff?
It's rental. It's houses that I have rented.
Is it creating positive cash flow to your pocket?
Yes, it is.
How much positive?
Yes, it is.
Well, how much positive cash flow to your pocket are you getting?
The worst one gives me about $300 a month into the pocket, and the best one gives me about $800 a month in the pocket.
And are there more than the two?
There's three.
So you got $1,100 from them. The other one's what, $500?
About $500, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know this stuff. I'm sorry, I'm just...
$1,500 a month.
Yeah, you got another $1,500. So now we're at $5,500 a month. $66,000 a year of income. How much? And so in developing an investment portfolio, we have to identify what the need for the money is. Because if you have that 15-year time horizon, you can be very aggressive. If you've got a 5-year time horizon, and 5 years from now, I need to start pulling $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month from this portfolio... Well, 5 years is too short of a time horizon to be a growth investor. Sure, it could work, and probably more than half the time it could work nicely, but the other 25-30% of the time, you could be in horrible shape 5 years from now if you have to sell those things off. So we're going to time segment it. We call it buckets, and we're going to put enough in that first bucket to provide for a couple years worth of distributions. So if you needed, $20,000 a year over and above the Social Security, over and above the rental property, and we're going to look at the incomes right now until such time as you tell us for a fact that you're going to sell it, and then we'll reduce the income and pour it into the asset bucket and develop it from there. But you say, okay, I need to take $20,000 out. So you've got 5 years. So we'd put maybe $40,000 in something pretty safe, like a 5-year CD, a 5-year fixed annuity, or something of that nature, where you can't lose anything, and you're not going to make a huge amount, but you'll make 3.25%, 3.5% or so, and you know for a fact, 100% certainty that that money will be there when you need it 5 years from now, for year six and year seven. And then you parcel off another chunk of money for years 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 or so. And we invest that in more of a moderate area, not pure equities, but not something so, you know, guaranteed, because we can't accept a little bit of volatility. We can't accept and try to achieve a little bit better rate of return. And we put enough money there so that we've built in enough time between that first small bucket, because you got 5 years before you even start on it, the second bucket, the rest of the money's got 15 years before we need to spend it, before you need to spend it. And you can afford,
accept some, yeah.
You can accept, you can take the risk. We've identified what you can actually do with each of those sources of capital.
Gotcha.
I tell you what, I got to take a break here. Bill, if you need some extra help, hold on a second. And if you want to go over this off the air with some more detail, hold on, and I'll have Professor Plum talk to you sometime. So hang on a second here. We can arrange to explain this a little bit more. But it can work. So hang on. All right, taking a quick break here. We've got we didn't get to our topic, but that's okay. We can put that off to another side. I want to follow up a little bit more on what Bill in Las Vegas was talking about. And Bill, if you have any other questions, you can hang on as well. 877 Planner, not a lot of time, but that's our phone number, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming right back with more.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Shopping like a CEO? My, look at those savings.
Right now at Staples, save like a big cheese, a big shot, a boss.
Because this week, get $25 off when you buy any two HP toners at Staples. Those are boss-size savings.
Start the new year right by stocking up on HP toner and saving big at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/19/19. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/toner savings for details.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Herpes and L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Herpes and L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to wavewater411.com. That's wavewater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Exploring options for investments that can be integrated into a fundamental strategy to manage your wealth. Now on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here every day for you, answering your questions. A lot of good questions today from both callers and emailers. We were talking to Bill in Las Vegas. I know he's got a lot of other questions, which we'll take care of off the air. But Bill's basic deal is that he's age 65. He was thinking he would work until age 70, roughly. And then from there, just decided to call it quits and then live off of what he's got. He's got between him and his wife, they'll have, or at that point, they should have roughly 40-some-odd thousand of Social Security. It's like 48,000.
Give or take, yeah.
Yeah, 48,000 of Social Security. And then they've got another, I don't know, 18 grand or so per year of rental income, assuming that that continues. So they got about 66,000 a year. I guess was he looking for 100 grand?
I made that up. He didn't know.
He didn't know. All right. Well, but
that's
even
so, part of the game that you have to play. You have to start looking at what you're going to need to draw, you know, total from income so that you can figure out how much you're going to draw from your portfolio. Now, there may be some things. He said his new employment is going to be very, very lucrative. And in a year, if he wanted to, he could stop receiving his Social Security and let it grow. He can suspend it for 4 years, letting it grow and get even more from Social when he actually retires around age 70, when the lucrative new job, it serves a couple of purposes. One, you don't have to pay taxes on it right now when you don't need it, or at 66, when he may not need it. And if he lives, now this goes back to how long you're going to live type of thing. And so it may or may not be something he wants to look at, but he could turn that, you know, $2,000 a month into, you know, $2,800 a month instead of, so it could be a nice increase.
Sure, give you an extra 11 grand of Social Security per year.
And take some pressure off of the portfolio.
Exactly. So here's what you do. This is the importance of, we're going to call it guaranteed income. Now, I know rental income is not really guaranteed per se.
And depending upon the place, it can be stable or sometimes it can be sketchy.
Right. But we're going to put that in that category, at least for our discussion purposes here, really quickly. First thing you do is look at the amount of guaranteed income that you have coming in. Social Security is one of those. If
pensions.
You have any pensions, that's another one. If you have annuities, whatever, that are going to be coming in or are coming in, that's another one.
Monthly guaranteed payout source type of annuities.
Right, yes. Yeah, not your...
Not deferred annuities.
No. So you look at that first. That's your block that you start with, sort of the basis. From there, you say, well, what's the shortfall? If there is a shortfall. If not, hey, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Not that you don't have to pay attention to it, but there's no pressure on your portfolio. What's the shortfall? Is the shortfall $20,000, $30,000, $40,000? It could be. Could be more, could be less. But let's say it's like let's say it's like $40,000. Okay, how do you take $40,000 out of your portfolio? Well, your portfolio can sustain. We like to start with right around a 4% rate of withdrawal.
Depending on other factors. I mean, so it does depend on what your portfolio. He had $200,000 in his investments, but he said he also had a couple $100,000 of cash left over that he probably won't need if he goes back to work, like he said.
Right.
So he's got about a $400,000 portfolio.
So if he needed $40,000, that's a little rich.
It's a little rich.
It's too rich.
And his wife's only 61.
Yeah, so that's...
might have to reply for a while. So $20,000 might be the right number.
It may very well be. Now, unless he's got a huge life insurance policy, he's 65, she's 61. If she long outlives him and he has this big life insurance policy,
so all of these things come into play when we're creating the strategy for determining what's going on. But once we have that shortfall number or the amount of distribution that needs to come from the portfolio and when, now we can actually start designing an investment portfolio that fits the needs. There should be a purpose for every dollar that's in your portfolio, and it won't be the same purpose for every dollar. Some of those dollars are going to be used to support the income needs 5 years from now in Bill's case. Some of them aren't going to be needed to support the income for 15 or 20 years. And so those dollars have different purposes, different time horizons, different investments satisfy those two different areas. So the first thing is to identify what it is we're trying to accomplish, not with the portfolio necessarily as a whole, but with the dollars within the portfolio to make it work. And that's where we look at time. We look at risk. We look at safety concerns. We look at the emotional aspect of it. How much are we going to withdraw from the portfolio and when?
Yeah. You notice this is a strategy we're talking about. Strategy first is something that we talk a lot about. There's no discussion at this point of things like, hey, I got the perfect product for you that's going to give you an 18% rate of return.
Or you're 65, your wife is 61. On average, you're 63 years old. So let's see, 100 minus 60, you should be 37% in stocks.
Right. It's easy to do.
So let's just manage the portfolio around a 60-40, 65-35 portfolio mix, and you'll be fine.
Yeah,
no problem.
Sure. We do this because I do this for everybody. I do the same thing for everybody.
It may work. Sometimes it works really well, and sometimes it stinks to high heaven.
But you got.
Do you want to go through that?
No.
I want to avoid that, and so that's why we do what we do. It takes a little bit more work, takes a little bit more time.
It takes a lot more work.
But it helps you in the downtimes, like what we saw last quarter.
Oh.
If you haven't already looked at the mail and opened up your statements for the end of the year, do yourself a favor. Don't do it.
I tried to stop my wife from doing that yesterday. What a mistake. She saw
slow
the statement.
Motion.
Yes.
No.
Exactly what I was doing. She was grabbing for the thing.
The letter opener.
Exactly what I was doing. She can't handle it. She cannot handle it. And the amount that it was down was after she contributed.
So it was down that much plus basically losing her contribution. No, those contributions were buying in at lower prices.
Buying in at lower prices. Well, now that's what we're doing now. I mean, we are buying cheap so that when it comes back, ultimately, which we figure it will.
Well, we think it's cheap. It may go down further and make these prices expensive today.
It's cheaper than it was a year ago, that's for sure.
It's cheaper than it was five months ago.
Yeah, it was. That's true. That's true. Anyway, so the point is you got to have a strategy, and you have to have long-term. And I had told her, I said, look, I don't care. This money is for 15 years from now or longer, in our case, because we're still working. We'll be working at least another 10 years. So I'm not concerned about it. It was a lot of money, though. It really was. At least it seemed like it to me. Gone in 3 months. But I said, here's the other thing. We didn't lose it. We never had it to begin with. It was all on paper. It was never ours. It's not like I had this and I gave it away.
Yeah, it was yours.
I was trying. You know? Because you don't want, you know, how do you deal with your wife who's like shaking as she's looking at the... I just wanted to get rid of that, all right?
Don't let her open the envelope.
That was a mistake. I put it on the table when it came in the mail. I should have just tossed it. All right. We are out of time. We will coming up tomorrow, we got an email roundup, so that's easy to do. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, here is the phone number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. This is where you talk about things like strategy. 800-644-1150. You get it done. You talk to a member of the Brain Trust, and you plan for your future. That's what it's all about. For Professor Plum, I'm John A. Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. The information presented in this material was gathered from sources believed to be reliable. However, its accuracy cannot be guaranteed. No client or prospective client should assume that the information contained herein or any component thereof serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from Lucia Capital Group, its investment advisor representatives, affiliates, or any other investment professional. Rick Plum is a registered representative of and offers securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Lucia Securities LLC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. John Dean is an associated person of Lucia Securities LLC.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.